This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Americans are waking up to charred and shattered landscapes in dozens of cities following another night of protests over the death of George Floyd. Floyd died Monday while in the custody of Minneapolis police. Overnight curfews were imposed in more than a dozen major cities. Nationwide, police have arrested people in almost two dozen U.S. cities, according to the Associated Press. In Philadelphia, at least 13 officers were injured when peaceful protests turned violent, and at least four police vehicles were set on fire. In New York City, dangerous confrontations flared repeatedly as officers made arrests and cleared streets. A video showed two police cruisers lurching into a crowd of demonstrators who were pushing a barricade against one of them and pelting it with objects. Several people were knocked to the ground. It was unclear if anyone was hurt. The National Guard was called up in about a dozen states and the District of Columbia, where they deployed outside the White House as chanting crowds taunted law enforcement officers. President Donald Trump, who spent much of Saturday in Florida for the SpaceX rocket launch, landed on the lawn in the presidential helicopter at dusk and went inside without speaking to journalists. The protests have sent shudders through the health community and elevated fears the huge crowds will lead to a new surge in cases of the coronavirus. The number of coronavirus cases worldwide has topped 6 million Sunday, according to a running tally by Johns Hopkins University. Nearly 370,000 people have died from the virus, almost 104,000 of them in the hardest hit country, the United States. The U.S. has nearly 1.8 million confirmed infections, while the world pushes towards 6.1 million cases. Nearly 2.6 million people have recovered from the respiratory illness. From Washington, this is VOA News.